John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with a list of prominent people with doing very well financially and some of them close to home. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Forbes released their list of the 400 richest Americans yesterday. We'll get that in a minute. It's kind of fun to look at that, and kind of wish you saw your name on there. But, of course, as the as Governor Huckabee just pointed out, the market had a huge rally yesterday because of the fact that Larry Summers withdrew his name from consideration. Dow was up about 118 points yesterday. The only index that was down yesterday was the NASDAQ, and it was down because Apple got hammered again. This morning, Dow futures are pretty much flat, up single digits, really not much to talk about there. And we just got some CPI numbers, that is inflation at the consumer level from the government. Very, very meager inflation numbers. The CPI only up 0.1% month over month. It was up 0.2% the previous month. And the core number, which is what you get if you take out food and energy, which is laughable, also only up 0.1%. Now, the Fed begins their two-day meeting today. Tomorrow we're anticipating that they will announce their, quote, tapering, how much they're going to cut back on quantitative easing. The world holds their breath in terms of seeing what they will do. But let's get to some of the richest people. The list came out yesterday from Forbes, and Bill Gates, number one again, at $72 billion. But it's interesting if you look at some of the others. The richest family that's listed in there by far, the Waltons. The richest woman in America, according to Forbes, is Christy Walton. She's the widow of John. She's worth $35.4 billion. Followed by Jim Walton, Alice Walton, and Rob Walton. If you list them together, they occupy spots 6 through 9 on that list of 400 richest people. Gives that family a net worth of about $137 billion. The only other family that I saw in there that really could even begin to compare is the Mars family. Mars owns the privately controlled Mars Candy Company. Also, of course, the Mars pet food plant here out at Chaffee. If you add the three of them together, they're pikers. They're only worth $20 billion apiece, about $60 billion. Other notable people that you might find interesting, Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, on there, number 68, worth $6 billion. Oh, by the way, there's also a Walton granddaughter thrown in there. She's at number 95. She's only worth $4.7 billion. Someone you might recognize, Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, famous Arkansan, number 166 at $3 billion, and he comes in 18 spots ahead of Oprah Winfrey. Imagine that. She's at number 184, worth $2.9 billion. Other notable Arkansans, Warren Stevens from Little Rock Stevens Group, $2.5 billion, number 222. Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, you may not even know he's an Arkansan, but he is, $2.3 billion, number 243. And John L. Hunt, the widow of J.B. Hunt and the largest shareholder, I guess, of J.B. Hunt, coming in at number 260, worth about $2.1 billion. A lot of newcomers on the list, and, of course, many of them are tied to, yeah, you would guess it, technology companies. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, who dropped off of there last year, is back on there again. Poor guy's only worth about $9.5 billion, I think. But, you know, the thing about it is, hey, it's just money, right? But that's easy to say when your pile's that big.
Boy, it is a big pile for those folks, John. Well, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with some ideas how to recognize people who have been successful, and maybe you'd like to do some things that could help you be more successful with your investments or ideas. Anything John talked about, he'd love to talk with you about at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith at Stern, Agee and Leach. And, of course, you could call him if you'd like, 479-782-2527. Or email John. He'd love to hear from you that way because he uses some of the questions for his column. He doesn't name you if you don't want to be named, but he has that for his column in the Times Record. So email him if you wish with your question. And that is, of course, John Taylor at sternag.com.